Congress returns to business today after several days off, but no one expects it to be business as usual. The Capitol will be open, but the six buildings where lawmakers have their offices remain closed. Foremost on many minds is the spread of anthrax cases among postal workers who handle the mail that goes to Capitol Hill. Two postal workers have died, and officials say they were likely victims of inhaled anthrax bacteria. Two other postal workers are ill. Seven other cases are being investigated. NPR congressional correspondent David Wellner is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
What's the latest on the postal workers?
Well, the seven workers you mentioned who are under observation are being watched closely to see if they show signs of the respiratory anthrax that's believed have killed two postal workers yesterday and that has made two others ill. In addition to that, the Brentwood main mail facility here in Washington has been closed down. They carried out an inspection there which showed that of the 29 locations looked at the facility, 14 of them showed traces of anthrax spores. They have also told postal workers in 36 other branches here in Washington that they should be checked for anthrax contamination. Postal workers have been put on antibiotics as a precautionary measure.
Now, when and how were these workers exposed?
It's not clear exactly when they were exposed nor how they were exposed, but what's clear is that a letter that was opened at the office of Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle last Monday went through that mail facility, and it was after that workers there began showing symptoms of anthrax spore exposure. And so the assumption is that that letter and possibly other letters were the source of the anthrax that has sickened these people at the mail facility.
Yeah, but that happened last week on Capitol Hill, so why weren't the postal workers taken care of right away?
Well, the assumption was that because the letters, the letter received by Daschle's office was, of course, opened there, and workers there were put on antibiotics because the spores came out of the letter. The assumption was that the letter arrived unopened, and therefore the spores would not have come out. However, a worker at the New Jersey mail facility where the letter was first handled by the Postal Service was diagnosed with skin anthrax last Thursday, which I guess, looking back, could have been a sign that something was amiss. It wasn't until Sunday, though, that the workers at this Brentwood main mail facility were told to be tested and given antibiotics.
Now, the House went home a day earlier than the Senate. Have those ill feelings faded?
Well, I think there was a lot of mutual acrimony right after that decision, partly because the House leaders thought that the Senate was on board with them for closing down shop and getting out of Congress on Thursday. Instead, the Senate stayed on. But I think that in the days since then, the House members have felt somewhat vindicated after being labeled wimps by the New York Post on Thursday. They have found traces of anthrax spores in four different locations on Capitol Hill. And, of course, the very serious way these postal workers have been affected, I think, underscores the dangers that are associated with these anthrax spores.
What's their major business now?
Well, the House today is going to meet this afternoon and take up a variety of bills, one of them having to do with authorizing the Treasury to issue war bonds. And they hope that they might get to an anti-terrorism bill that is being worked out between the House and the Senate. They want that bill to reach the White House by the end of this week for President Bush's signature, and it appears that it has somewhat clear sailing. It's not clear whether or not they'll get to that today. In the Senate, things are log-jammed, as they have been for the last week or so, and they are having a vote on breaking that log-jam this morning. However, it looks like things are going to continue the way they've been.
NPR congressional correspondent David Wellner.